What else could we think of when we hear the Saints but basketball? Coach Cully Huebner and our Fighting Redmen were introduced to the students at one of the first pep assemblies. His words were certainly prophetic of the entire basketball season.
I imagine with the record that we have thus far, I should feel rather leery about introducing this as your team. However, I feel just the opposite. Frankly, students, I feel that this is the nicest group of basketball players I've had the opportunity to work with for a good many years. And even though we do not have the best record in the first two games, I'm very confident that this group's going to develop into an excellent ball team.
Although the season had its discouraging moments, although the team often did not display in games the potential they showed in practice, the enthusiasm and pep of the student body never died. And we never did lose our pep. In the L-Boy contest preceding the second North Central game, the students once again showed they were backing their team. And who won the L-Boy? Faith in our team was justified as the Red Clads proved in exciting victories over Plymouth, North, and Fond du Lac at the regional basketball tournament, and tremendous upsets against Sun Prairie and Menominee Falls to sweep the sectionals. So our amazing Redmen traveled on to the state with only a 10-11 overall record. Who could forget the excitement as students poured into buses to travel to Madison for the state finals? Because of their outstanding play, Central finished sixth in the state. In Coach Huebner's words,
any team that doesn't want to lose doesn't have to lose.
This team was most assuredly the fiery Red Clads from Sheboygan Central. In the midst of basketball, we were reminded of the all-school election with campaign speeches, colorful posters, and slogans. After the excitement of campaigning and the election, the newly elected all-school officers took their oath in an impressive ceremony. As the candle flickered out, symbolizing the termination of the duties of the first semester president, Dennis Miller, Jim Harf took his oath of office.
I, Jim Harf, as president of Central High School, do solemnly swear that I will do my best, both in and out of school, to uphold the ideals and principles of the school, respect the traditions it cherishes, cooperate with students, faculty, and fellow officers, and faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As spring approached, over 380 music students were keyed to their best for the orchestra, band, and choir festivals. A total of 71 firsts were awarded Central's musicians. Day after day, week after week, the school day ended with the shrill ringing of the dismissal bell. Always another bell, it seemed. But finally, the last. The busy weeks before graduation left little time for reminiscing. But at the baccalaureate service, students realized the school year 1958-59 was really coming to a close. For many of us, it meant our last year at Central High School. What were you, seniors, thinking of as you marched to these familiar strains? Long hours spent over books, the lasting friendships, the cheering at the games, the excitement of homecoming, the state basketball finals. All these things that will make Central live in our memory always.